Nova Scotia farmers are receiving $200,000 in additional funds to help cover the increased trucking costs for limestone through the Limestone Assistance Program. MLA for Guysborough, Greg Murrow, the Minister of Agriculture, said adding limestone helps maintain healthy soils for better growth.
Farmers need to maintain quality soils to be efficient crop producers, and adding limestone helps maintain healthy soils for better growing. Farmers are encouraged to apply for this additional funding. In a typical year, 175 crop farmers use this program so they can truck limestone to farms and keep their soils neutralized.
In the last few years, it has been harder for farmers to even cash flow that limestone merchants are getting. Tim Marsh, president of the Nova Scotia Federation of Agriculture, said that Nova Scotia's soil is fairly acidic.
Nova Scotia, we tend to have some fairly acidic soils, and plants don't like, unless you're growing blueberries, which you wouldn't want limestone anywhere near them. And that's one of our biggest crops in the province, of course. But if you're growing vegetables, forages for cattle, grains, you really want to have a good balanced pH in the soil. And for that, you know, some areas we need limestone.
The $200,000 are not the only funds this program is receiving.
It's been the last couple of years, it's been in about $350,000 mark that's up, is available for farmers to access. So this additional $200,000 brings it to $550,000. It had been higher, I think, years ago, but it had been budget cutbacks and whatnot. It had been scaled back. But it goes towards the offsetting the cost of transporting limestone to areas where farmers require it for soil amendments.
Marsh explained the reasons behind the challenges.
This program is particularly, the biggest challenges right now is farm cash flow. Farmers have just got to really watch what they're spending the money on. Diesel prices, you know, as you can see at the pump prices, we're all victim to that. We've got to pay up front for our fuel. So we're on limited dollars, and some decisions have got to be made to what you're actually going to grow this coming year with the expectations of what you can make at the end of it.
Sarah Gouda, CKDU.